USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A detention officer at the Oklahoma County Detention Center in Oklahoma City has been hospitalized after being held hostage by an inmate. Officials with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office say that the inmate was shot and killed by Oklahoma City police officers. The condition and extent of the detention officer's injuries have not yet been released. And a massive container ship blocking the Suez Canal has been partially cleared from its banks, but it's not clear when the ship will finally be able to be moved. Crews were able to move the Ever Given's rudder and stern, but were unable to free the ship from the sandy clay of the canal on Saturday. The nearly quarter-mile-long container ship has been stuck in the canal since Tuesday when strong winds pushed it into the bank. Canal authorities say that more than 300 other ships are waiting for the Ever Given to be cleared so they can traverse the canal. Officials worry that the delay could cause shortages of certain goods if the blockage continues. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A former Trump administration official has some criticism for President Biden's approach to illegal immigration. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
Chad Wolf was acting Homeland Security Secretary under President Trump. Wolf on Fox News Friday sharing his assessment of what the Biden administration calls a challenging situation on the border.
It is a crisis that is extremely impacting the men and women of the Border Patrol and the department.
He calls the decision to roll back some Trump policies the worst the DHS and Customs and Border Patrol has faced in their 18-year history. He also says President Biden is sending the wrong message to human smugglers.
What they are seeing today, really from January 20th on, is that all of the individuals that they smuggle across that border remain here in the U.S. and are released one way or another. Very few, mostly single adults, are returned back to Mexico. And so they know that, and they're advertising that.
Wolf adds border and immigration enforcement has been turned on its head. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden will travel to Pittsburgh next week, where he's expected to unveil his infrastructure proposal in a bill that's expected to have a price tag as high as $4 trillion. Senator Roger Marshall says he's all for an infrastructure bill. But the Kansas Republican tells Fox News that there needs to be a better way to pay for it than borrowing more money.
We've already borrowed $8 trillion from our grandchildren over the past couple of years. This is pretty scary. This last $2 trillion we just borrowed, I would have loved to spend that on infrastructure. But remember, the bill they're talking about is not an infrastructure bill. The Democrats, they should call this the grab your wallet bill, or this is going to be the raise your taxes bill. You know, my grandma told me that there was three things you could count on the Democrats to do. Spend your money, raise your taxes, and increase your regulations. So I'm all for infrastructure. We got to figure out how to pay for it. And I just wish we would have prioritized infrastructure over some of these other issues. But the bill they're putting before us, the Trojan horse.
And legendary college football coach Howard Schnellenberger has died. Schnellenberger is best known for beginning the Miami Hurricanes dynasty in the 80s and leading them to their first national championship in 1983. He would later begin the football program at Florida Atlantic University and guide the Owls to the Division I ranks. He also spent time at Alabama in the 1960s working under Bear Bryant, was the offensive coordinator for the undefeated 1972 Miami Dolphins, and was the head coach for the Baltimore Colts in 1973. Schnellenberger was 87. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.